Today, July 21st, we learned that SWN Resources Canada had an undetermined amount of unexploded ordnance sitting behind a cemetery on Pleasant Ridge Road in Rogersville, New Brunswick. The cemetery sits adjacent to SWN's Line 5, a 35.9-kilometer-long seismic testing line that has for weeks been heavily guarded by RCMP and private security firms. It is important to note that the Rules for Industry section of the Responsible Environmental Management of Oil and Natural Gas Activities in New Brunswick document notes that the minimum setback for a cemetery from a seismic energy source is 50 meters. At this particular cemetery along Pleasant Ridge Road, we noticed seismic testing equipment less than 2 meters away from the boundaries. I spoke to a few residents amongst the gathered crowd of about 35 individuals who had lived in the surrounding townships for generations. I asked them to tell me about the relatives they had buried in this cemetery, the lives they had lived, and what the implications of shale gas exploration meant for them. For the Halifax Media Co-op, I'm Miles Howe. Okay, so what's your name?
Reggie Petrie.
And we're here at the cemetery on Pleasant Ridge Road. We're looking at another Petrie tombstone here, and this was your cousin.
Yep.
Can you talk about him a bit?
He was a lumberjack just like I was, and my father was, and his father was. And you can see the wood on the picture, pile of woods, and he died of cancer in 2003. He was born in 1952, and my grandfather and his grandfather, like our grandfather, was in the First World War. And in the Second World War, and he fought for his country. And now we have got to fight for it to keep it like we had it, because they're trying to ruin it. So that's why it's very important to think about my grandfather, what he did for the country, and all my relatives and my uncles that fought for it in the war. Now we got a war of our own, and we got to have this country like they wanted us to be, like a good country.
What is that war we're fighting right now?
It's a war to save the planet from not being poisoned by the shale gas, the way they extract the gas. They don't have the right means to do it, because they think they gotta. It's safe, but it's not that safe. They can't promise 100% safety on it. And all the air and the water, that's the most important thing we have. Breathe air and drink water, that's what keeps us alive. So if they ruin that, what's next?
I would imagine that normally this cemetery where we're at doesn't get that much attention, even on a Sunday. Today there's 7 or 8 police cars, about 30 people sitting around. There's a sign that says no blasting. This is a blasting zone. You can't come forward. And this is right in a cemetery. How does this attention make you feel?
It's awful, because my cousin would turn in his grave right now if he could see the action going on, because I know he loved the planet, he loves the woods, he loved the animals and everything, you know, just like my grandfather and father. So nature was part of our lives, and they're trying to take that away from us right now. It seems like it, because it's not normal to blast in the ground just for gas or whatever, for the rich companies to get richer, and we got nothing to get out of it, you know. There's nothing that we're going to get out of it, because as usual, the big companies will all make the money, and we're left with the residue of the gas and all that air pollution and water. They're going to use all the water they can in their streams and the lakes to get those wells in order, because they need a lot of water. So I can't figure out what's their plan in the background, how they're going to get rid of all that poison water after they put it in the ground. So in other words, they don't even know what they're getting into. The gas is in the ground. They can leave it there. It's not going away. If they found a better way to extract it, sure, right on. But right now, I think they're going too fast.
I'm going to go ahead and say you're an Acadian man.
Yes, I am.
You've been here for a bunch of generations, probably.
Yeah.
Rogersville, Kent County, maybe isn't the richest place in the world, but it is beautiful.
That's right.
Do you need these jobs right now?
We don't need those jobs, no. If it comes... If they give us jobs and we can't even live here after those jobs, what's the use for it? You know, the big cities, they might not think as us, as like, as we think of it, because we're not a major population, we're just a small population in the country, in the province. But the big cities, they seem like to be on the side so much because they're all in one place and we're right at the action. That will affect us more than in the big cities, to my point of view. That's where we live. That's here that we live. We make our livelihood. I invested all my life in my place and I can't move away. I don't like city life because I'm used to the, like everybody around here, they're used to the outdoors and nature and everything, you know.
You probably have a lot of friends and family in the area too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I know everybody around, you know.
What do they think about all this?
Just like me, I don't know one person that's for it. They're all against it.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're supposed to respect us and protect us.
Yeah.
And they bought by the companies and the government for the shale gas. And there's no protection for us. We have to fight.
Yeah.
And if we do a little thing wrong, they put us to jail, they put a charge against us, and we have to live with nothing.
Yeah. Because that's one of the police told me, we're not supposed to disturb.
No, you're not supposed to disturb. I got a garden home. I live on that garden. That's my winter food. Mm-hmm. And when that poison will come to my garden, where I'm going to go. If I eat that poison, I'm going to die. And I got grandchildren growing and children 20 years old, you know. And there's no, it look like there's nothing we can do to help them out. I'm here for my family and all the people around here because we have to get together to do something about it.
Me, I got two sons. They live in Moncton.
We got farm here, mm-hmm. Cows farm, beef, pigs farm. Mm-hmm. That
cranberries.
Cranberry. Look at the cranberry. That's from the States cranberry field.
Yeah, it's
going to be. And they're gonna poison all the cranberry and make juice and kill everybody around here. That's what I think. That's what my point. No, maybe I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it give a...
And the job is going to be done here. That if there's a well here, that well's going to go 24 hours a day. It's going to go. But the truck's going to come here from the States, get the oil, bring it to St. John, to do refinery, or go right to the States. So when they talk about work, there's not going to be work for us around here.
No.
That we won't have nothing.
Because it's going to be transport by truck or something like that.
Mais qu'est-ce qui arrive? Il y a des gens qui vont dire, tu sais, tes fils, ils sont à Moncton. Si on arrive avec le gaz schiste, ils pourraient retourner à la maison puis avoir un emploi. Qu'est-ce que tu penses de ça?
Yeah. Qu'est-ce qu'ils pensent de ça? Ils ne réalisent pas que down the road, it's going to affect the rest of their family. That's all right to have a job today. It's all right. But you have to look ahead to make sure there's nothing bad going to happen to the rest of the young people, the generations back. Because when it's gone, it's gone forever. There's nothing you can do. You can't bring it back. If you burn this with acid or poison, it'll never grow back.
And they
can't tell us. Doesn't matter who you're talking here, they can't tell us what kind of poison is in the ground. What's the damage is in the ground? But they put some sign, danger. You know, everything is danger. Don't go around there. Your life is in danger. If you go around there, we have to arrest you. What if it's that dangerous? How come they're wrong here? You know, that's what I don't understand.
No, we had the best. Everything's going down the drain.
Yeah, everything's going down the drain. And and me, I'm young. I'm not that old. And I got a family.
You're younger than me.
Yeah, I'm a lot younger than you. And I got grandchildren. And I would like to see the Mother Nature, what Mother Nature create for us. It should be respect. No poison in the ground. Nothing in the ground. We lost little brooks because of the cutting wood with the big machine. Yeah. They went around the brooks, and they got big charge, you know. And now you go there, there's no water. There's no trout. No? And it takes a lot of water for those thing machine there to take. Where are they going to go get the water? Up the lake? The Cranberry? Or a little brook, but there's almost no water? It don't make any sense. We really have to get all together and do something about it. Yeah. It's very sad. Very sad day for me.
For all the people.
Yeah, it's sad for everybody.
For everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been stressed for over a month now.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are scared. Yeah. Because it's a white cop, it's a white car, police. Because they know if they do something, well, they'll be put in jail. But I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to fight to the end.
You prepared to go to jail to save your land?
Yes, I would be prepared to go to jail to save my land and save my family. Yes. Because what we have is good. The little bit we have is good. And if they want to tie me up and put me behind jail, well, they can do it. But it's not a right way to do it. No. There's other way to fix things with the government and the big companies. Those companies, they're not from Canada. They're from the States. If we will go to the States now and put some shit on their land, we will be chuck in jail right away. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
What?